you're now experiencing the AJ Nashville Podcast. Real people, real problems, real success stories.
Hey guys, Alex here, AJNashville.com. Hope everybody has had a fantastic weekend. Beautiful Monday today here in Spring Hill, Tennessee. Anyways, most of you know I went to the Mastermind Summit this past week. It was a great time. Learned quite a few things. A couple great keynote speakers out there, and then there was a couple speakers that I really didn't hit the right tone with, which is okay because not everybody's meant for everybody. But if you listen to the podcast that I did on Friday where I talked about coaching and being coachable and going out and finding somebody that'll help you improve, the Mastermind Summit is exactly that. It's finding people that have done what you've done and done so at a high level. It was great to be able to watch my buddy Greg Peckman up on stage being interviewed by another friend, Barry Habib, talking about what it is that they do in order to be successful in today's market. How they farm Facebook and how they do certain things in order to increase their market. Most of you have also seen that I was banned from posting in groups because I was sharing my podcast in multiple groups. Truly, it's okay. It's okay that I was banned because the one thing that I learned from that is, hey, you know what? I can't focus all my efforts and concentrating all my efforts on one platform. If I do, that leaves me open to let somebody else control what it is I'm able to post and what it is I'm able to do. The fact is, if that was my sole platform that I was working on, that I was pushing myself for more interactions and more people that I deal with and everything else, then when they put a stop to my posting, it would have put me essentially out of business in a way. Or how about the people that get the 30-day restriction from Facebook? People call it Facebook jail. I can't let my business stop just because of that. A cool thing that one of the speakers at the event talked about, and this is something we've all heard of before, we've all talked about this before, and that's having more than one leg on our chair or our pillars of business. In this situation, that one leg happened to be Facebook, but luckily I have other legs like Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, Stitcher, other platforms that I use in order to get the word out, podcasts, things like that. So if one of them stops, then I can concentrate on the rest to improve the rest. But in the meantime, I'm kind of doing what I can in order to improve what it is I can. Now, today's podcast, we're going to talk about something that I think we've all been through, or most of us that are listening have been through in one form or fashion. And if you haven't, it's okay. Not everybody was meant to suffer and struggle in life. I truly believe those who have what we call grit. It's the ability to deal with shit. Not in a literal standpoint, but figuratively dealing with shit and dealing with no's and failure and everything else. I have a friend of mine, I won't mention her name, she's another branch manager with our company, and she had posted in one of our private groups that the first manager's meeting that she had to attend, she had $60 in her pocket. That $60 was money that was lent to her from her father to try to help improve her current situation because she was being managed by somebody else at that point in time. Now, knowing this person and remembering that first manager's meeting, first of all, remembering that first manager's meeting, I met a person who you could tell she had everything it took to make it happen. She just had some misguidance in the beginning. But I could tell by talking to this person that she wanted everything that it took, and she wanted to do what it took to succeed. She wanted to understand, and she has. This is a person that has seen a great deal of success over a short period of time, not because the world was handed to her, but because she had the desire to go out and to understand and to make moves and do the things she has to do and continue to grow and continue to push and continue to do things in order to improve herself. Once again, we fall back to that coaching podcast on Friday. She's done the things it takes to identify what her strengths are. And whatever weaknesses she may have, she's identified those and identified ways to improve on those. we were all sitting in a meeting together, chit-chatting, informal, kind of office meeting. And her outlook on some of the things that people thought was negative was pretty positive. And that's powerful in itself because she recognized that she wasn't being picked on, that there was protecting the house, and then allowable things that she can do for the right reasons. It's impressive. It's impressive to see somebody that has went from having $60 that was lent to her to attend a manager's meeting and see that person grow to the point where they attended an event, which wasn't cheap, flew on a plane, which wasn't cheap, and stayed in a hotel, which wasn't cheap. All because the efforts and the work that she put in order to get to that level. I've had this knack of saying this thing here lately, and that's, if you can dream it, you can achieve it. And I truly buy in and I truly believe that. Now, granted, there's some extreme cases where that may not happen. But the fact of the matter is, if you put in the effort to try to make it happen, it could still happen. And I know there's some pessimist right now that's listening to this that thinks, well, I dreamt of this, and if this person dreamt of that, it could never happen. Things like dreaming to be a professional basketball player at 60 years old. No, that's not going to happen. Why? Because at that point, you're probably past what the league would take. But having realistic dreams, and when I mean realistic, I don't mean realistic to your current case in point. I mean realistic to life in general. Having realistic dreams allows us to have something worth chasing. If you get up and you have no goals, you have no dreams, what are you getting up to work towards? Or are you just being present? There's a big difference between that. You see people that are there to just be present, to be around the group, to party, to do whatever it takes, whatever it may be. And then you have people that are present because they want to grow, people that are present because they want to watch other people grow. I was talking to a friend of mine that works for Listing Booster. I'm not going to mention any names. Obviously, I want to keep those people's information private. But this person was in a position. They were working for Chick-fil-A. They got accused of something. They were let go. And they were given this opportunity by Listing Booster. An opportunity that nobody on that person's side would think would be a possible opportunity for them. The great thing about Listing Booster, it's managed by some very good people. Brian Stevens, Frank Garay, Keen Ramsey. Those guys that put that thing together are very down-to-earth, real, truly good people. They gave this person a chance. That chance has never let them down. This person has a dream to make things happen. We had a discussion about that dream. The sacrifices. Hey, you want to do this, you have to do that. You want to work towards this goal, you're going to have to sacrifice these things. Because the fact of the matter is, not everybody can achieve what they want to do by continuously doing what they're doing right now. Not everyone has a means to. You know, if you're in a situation, let's say you want to move to a different state, you want to get out of your current situation, you want to pack up, you want to move, you want to go somewhere else. You have to be able to save money to do that. You have to give yourself a deadline to work towards. Because if you just say, hey, I'm going to move whenever I can, it either becomes something that is impulsive and wrong decisions are made, or it's something that never happens. If I told myself, hey, I want to move to Northern California by this date, first of all, I'd never move there. Shithole. But if I told myself that, I would have to set a goal. I would have to set a timeline to that goal. And I may have to sacrifice things. If I needed $10,000 to make the move, then maybe I would have to stop having coffee every other day. Maybe I can no longer buy the Spark energy drink that I enjoy. Maybe instead of taking trips, I would have to stop taking trips. Sacrifices that would allow me to achieve that goal and be in a situation where I can be successful at whatever it is I plan. Now, I use the example Northern California because that's where Listing Booster is based. It happens to be top of mind. The person that I talk to and discuss this with happens to work for Listing Booster. So all those things kind of come into play. Now, obviously, I'm not going to talk about the personal things that they shared and what it is they're trying to accomplish, but those things come into play. And sometimes the sacrifice isn't monetary. Sometimes it's time. Those of you that are parents that are listening to this, you know how difficult it is to focus in our position 7 days a week doing what we do, still make room for time or room for our kids and everything else, and not feel guilty about not doing so. I have a good buddy of mine out in East Tennessee. He time blocks a certain time each week just to have breakfast with his daughters. Why? Because that's what's important to him. It's important to me as well. I enjoy spending time with my family as much as everybody else. But here's the thing. From time to time, I get some flack from my buddies. Hey, when are we going to hang out? When are we going to do this? When are we going to do that? You know what? I'd love to do those things. But right now, the sun is shining in my industry, and I have to take full advantage of that. And yes, people can say, well, you got to make time to do this and do that. And that's true. But who gets my free time right now? It's my kids. They get the free time. Why? Because that's what I work for. And I wish I had more time to spend with my friends. When I had friends out here for the open house, I had a great time. It was great to sit, BS around Johnny, Eduardo, you know, everybody that attended, Aaron Hernandez, all those, and not Aaron Hernandez, the old football player. Even though he may have been here in spirit, he wasn't actually here. This is a different Aaron Hernandez. We were just hanging around. But the fact of the matter is this. Right now, I know there's a time to capture what I can in my industry to be successful because we're in a hot market. And there's one thing I know about hot markets is they don't last forever. Eventually, the fire goes out, the sizzle is gone, and we go back to our regularly scheduled programming. But if you make a dent in the marketplace now, that doesn't mean business stops for you when that happens. You know, I started this podcast with talking about grit and overcoming things, and I related that slightly towards the other branch manager. You know, but if you look around, and once again, I'm not saying everybody has to be through something horrible to be successful, but look at some of these big superstars. Look at their backstory. Look at the things that they endured, the things they went through in order to be successful, their childhood, adulthood, drug addiction, gangs, you know, abuse, whatever it is, they've typically been through things. And there's one thing I know about successful people is they're able to deal with the no's and the failures and all the other pieces that create issues. And they're able to come back and bounce back and say, you know what, I'm just going to do it better. And that's really what it takes to be successful, finding a way to do it better, finding a way to improve, finding a way to grow. Because you can't currently stand where you're standing now and expect to grow further and further ahead of where you're currently at. You have to make moves. Sometimes those shifts are in friendships. Sometimes it has to do with the local places that you hang around, the people you discuss things with. But it all has to do with yourself and making that decision that, hey, you know what? This is what I want. Here's what I'm willing to do for it. There's no secret sauce to it. You don't have to pay tens of thousands of dollars to have a coach. Human beings come up with content all the time. You just have to commit to educating yourself. Allowing yourself to grow, putting yourself in a situation where you can grow, reevaluating the people you're around. I choose to hang out with people that have this same mindset, not people that sit and complain. I've gotten to the point now on Facebook, and I realize it's Facebook. It's not real life. It's social media. It's whatever. But if I see people constantly complaining, I just delete them. I just really don't have time for that in my life. I don't want the complaints in life. I want the positives. We sit here and talk about the things that, you know, oh, this is horrible. This is what I went through. This is the worst thing ever. But yet there's a person out there that went through something worse. You know, I lost my luggage. Coming back from Vegas. I had a feeling it was going to happen because we switched planes when we weren't supposed to. List goes on. I get back to Nashville. My flight is late. So now I have no ride from the airport. Now I got to rent a car. no luggage, renting a car, get home, the luggage place, drop my luggage off at my neighbor's house. So I had to go find my luggage. And the compound nature of these things, people would be like, oh my God, so stressful. It pisses me off. I'm going to call. I'm going to complain. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. But why? The energy it takes for me to call and complain and do this and do that isn't worth it. In my group message, everybody was, hey, I'm sorry you lost your luggage. You know, they were very remorseful for the fact that I lost it. But my response was, you know what? It's just luggage. The only thing I really miss out of that thing is the Korean War helmet that my buddy Doug Cook, the vet's vet, the one that he gave me. That's what was really disappointing. The contents beyond that, they're just contents. See, I'm fortunate because I was able to board a flight to go to something and to go to an event, spend time with really close friends and learn and grow. And if the sacrifice from that was I lost my luggage, then so what? I'm fortunate to be able to have a couple bucks in my pocket to go down and rent a car because I have no ride, as opposed to doing something else like having to walk home or call dozens of people to hopefully have somebody come get me. Now, granted, don't get me wrong, there was plenty of people out there that would have came and got me. But I didn't want to burden them with that. I was done. I wanted to hang it up, throw my backpack in a car, drive, free my mind. That's what I did. Then there was the fact that the luggage was left on the neighbor's porch. Oh, now I'm really pissed. Actually, I wasn't. At least my luggage was found. And yes, it was at the neighbor's porch, but guess what? We all make mistakes. We're human beings, right? The guy accidentally tapped in a 4-1 instead of a 3-1 on my address. Who gives a shit? We've all been in a hurry. We don't know what kind of pressure this guy's under. He does what he thinks he's doing best, and that's taking somebody's lost luggage back to them. He's a day saver. He made a mistake, hit the wrong button. Who gives a fuck? It happens. I'm not going to hold it against him. I'm not going to call and get him in trouble with his boss. For what? I got my luggage back. Same thing with Southwest. I'm not going to call and complain and ask, hey, can I have free money? This was such an inconvenience. Was it an inconvenience? Yeah. But at least I didn't have to carry my luggage to the airport to the rental place. Just threw my backpack on and on my way. Hell, it was like having a valet service. Here you go, sir. Here's your luggage. Thanks for traveling with Southwest. Those are minor issues. In the grand scope of things, in the grand scope of life, they mean nothing. When you think about everything else around you and everybody else that's affected by things that are much smaller than your issue, but much larger in general. Case in point, I was in iHeart Spring Hill, local Facebook group. By the way, I'm banned from posting in groups till the end of the week. But anyways, here I am, no luggage, just got back from Vegas, rented a car to come home, and I pop on social media. There's a guy that's trying to get some money together, willing to do odd jobs, work, whatever. He wasn't asking for a handout. He was willing to do some odd jobs in order to get enough money to go see his son or daughter graduate from high school. So who am I to complain about the trip I had just been on, where my flight was delayed, but yet I arrived safely, to pick up my luggage that wasn't there, to meet the car that wasn't going to show up because it was too late, to rent a car to drive home, to have my luggage delivered to somewhere else, only to recover my luggage? Who am I to complain about that? You've got a person that wants to go share a lifetime monumental event and is trying to find a way out. Not asking for handouts. Would come do an odd job in order to make that money. Who am I to complain? Nobody, right? We all like to think we can complain in our own right, and we can. But take a breath and actually think, what is it that I'm complaining about? Is this going to change my life forever? Is this the most important and impactful thing that's happened in my life? The lady behind me at the baggage claim, negative Nancy. She had a snarl on her face, negative tone. I knew this was going to happen. Meanwhile, while I'm talking to the guy, I said, you know what? Doesn't matter. It happens. Mistakes happen. It's no big deal. Do we have an ETA on when the luggage will be back? which he answered. I said, all right, thanks so much. Have a good day. Walked out. I knew the person behind me was going to be a person that's hard for him to deal with. Because to that person, that was a bigger issue. All we have to do is change our mindset slightly, just a little bit, and see where that takes us in life. Good buddy of mine, Patrick Qualey, love the guy. He's a branch manager in Boston. We were teasing him the whole time we were there. Is it khakis or car keys? If you've ever heard somebody from Boston talk, it sounds like this. Khakis. Khakis. Is that car keys or khaki? Anyways, he made a statement that was impactful to me. And he said, you know what? Our career, our life, and everything is kind of like an airplane. They kind of get off course sometimes, but it takes a few small clicks of adjustment. Very, very small clicks to get them back on path. And he's got a great point. When you're traveling from Nashville, Tennessee to Las Vegas, Nevada, you're not going straight there. You're making these small adjustments to get you there. The fastest way, you catch the jet stream, whatever it may be. I don't know how to fly. I'm not a pilot. Whatever it is, they find the fastest way to get there and make small adjustments as they go. You get there safely. You get there quickly. We literally are 30, 40,000 feet in the air in a metal tube. I don't know how it's done. I've built paper airplanes. I couldn't go 5 feet. These things go 5,000 plus miles a day. Anyways, that's not the point. The point is, be mindful of things. Is it that big of a deal? Remember where you came from. Be humble. As much as we like to believe that everything we work for will always be here, I can tell you firsthand, you will lose it in a heartbeat if you don't appreciate it and if you don't plan strong enough ahead. Those of you in the mortgage industry, if you're sitting here and you're thinking, man, should I buy this brand new Ferrari or should I just keep my Mitsubishi? Ask yourself this. Do you have money in savings? Do you have money invested in other areas? I told you guys last week about that steering wheel. I've dumped all the money I was going to spend on that steering wheel. I've dumped back into marketing. Why? That's what's going to help me grow. Because when we go through the recession that we'll see here in a couple of years, I'm still going to be standing. I want to thank everybody so much for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Do me a favor, because I can't share this with somebody. Yes, Facebook has me blocked from doing this, but share this with somebody. Thanks so much for tuning in, guys. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for tuning in to the AJ Nashville Podcast. Episodes air Mondays at 6 and Fridays at 5. Thank you for your ongoing support. Please subscribe.